Losing a pet is never easy. For dog owners, nothing is more important than to know your best friend is happy and comfortable in their last days. For Holly Edwards from St. Lawrence, the pain remains. Last October, she was devastated when her 11-year-old black lab named Harley sadly and suddenly passed away. As a senior dog owner, Holly knew she had to be very patient with man's best friend because Harley truly was hers.
I raised her since she was 3 months old. The last couple of years, typical to lab genetics, I dealt with her thyroid issues and bad hips, and that made it pretty much impossible for her to lose weight. She had trouble getting up and down the stairs the last year and sometimes in and out of the car, but I was very patient with her and waited on her as much as I could.
Holly was devoted to making Harley comfortable. This included having a friend make ramps for a split entry house to help Harley get up and down the stairs.
Sometimes at night she'd get too hot and she'd bark or pant to go outside, so I'd get up and put her out whether it was 2 a.m. just for her to lie on the back deck for a half hour. She also had recurring UTIs in her last year I had to treat her for, and then an issue in her eye. Imagine trying to hold a 104-pound dog to put eye drops in. It wasn't easy.
Harley died a natural death, but often other older dogs have to be euthanized. Veterinarian Dr. Natasha Noseworthy says no matter how many dogs she puts down, it's never easy.
So euthanasia is something that we do on a regular basis, and we do it with compassion, knowing that someone is losing a family member. And a lot of the times we can see the difficulty and the pain that the owner is going through. And on our side of things, especially if it's a pet that we've been following through an illness or for many, many years, we take on a lot of sadness as well. And I tell people there's no right or wrong way to cope with the loss of a pet. Everyone has a different way of doing it.
Holly Edwards remembers struggling to cope with Harley's death.
Honestly, I took a week off of work. I texted my boss, one of my coworkers, and I was crying and bawling. She died on a Friday night. And then I said, yeah, I won't be in on Monday. So I took the whole week off work. I couldn't even think. One of my friends from the volunteer group actually helped me organize getting her cremated. So it was pretty hard.
Holly decided to cope with her loss by helping other owners. She began to volunteer at Forever Young Senior Animal Rescue Group. It is located in St. John's, and their mission is to rescue, adopt, and rehome dogs over the age of 8. Through this group, Harley has given Aster, a severely ill black lab, a new leash on life. Aster spent his life tied onto a doghouse outside. Aster is now boarding with Holly. He enjoys a warm dog bed inside and only goes out as needed. He really has a life of an old dog. For Kicker Radio, I'm Arthur Craig Green.